Elmer Long doesn't manage a national forest, but it may be the most unique collection of trees in the nation. He doesn't have to plant them and wait for them to grow. He simply creates them. And his building materials are quite interesting. In fact, it's hard for him to get his work done these days for all the people stopping by his front yard. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Elmer Long says the origin of the creation in his front yard goes back several decades.
My father was a bottle collector. We used to go camping in the desert in the 50s, and then we started running into these old dumps. We'd run munch through them. One day he found a bottle, and he was hooked.
His father began to research the types of bottles he unearthed and built a collection. In the year 2000, Elmer used his welding skills to turn pipes into what looks like the trunk and branches of trees. The leaves, if you will, are the many bottles that he and his father collected.
My first four or five trees were just bottles and pipes. One day, an old friend of mine showed up. He had a miner's shovel with a busted-off handle, and he went over here and he stuck it in a pipe, and it looked good. So I backtracked and I redid all the others, and then I started putting tops on everything.
It is the tops of the trees that are perhaps most interesting. You'll find just about anything on the top of his 10-foot-tall bottle trees.
Over here, there's a 1949 Lionel train. I still remember taking it out of the box. It was brand new.
Shotguns, cash registers, a sewing machine, bed frame, just about anything is welded to the tops of those bottle trees.
Sometimes I build them and I set them aside because it just doesn't feel right, and then later on I'll get another idea and add to it. If I've got all the parts together, I'll be done in an hour or so.
Elmer doesn't charge for people to stop and see his forest of bottle trees here on old Route 66 near Victorville, California.
Sometimes I'll come out here first thing in the morning, 8 o'clock, and just get started. I fire up that welder. Car stops. I shut the welder down. We talk. Before you know it, there's three or four cars. I've had that happen when I had over 100 people in the yard in one day.
You can see the pictures of the bottle trees on our American Countryside Facebook page. Traveling the countryside near Oro Grande, California, I'm Andrew McRae.